can all play. I don't have to be me till Monday. Going nonstop, no work at all play. I don't have to be me till Monday.
Central Wisconsin, and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here on the Sunrise Show at 105.5 WIRI.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
Let's get it going. We got a lot to do today. You got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by your program director here at 105.5 WIRI, Mr. Seth Halfhager.
Good morning, everyone.
Hope you all are having a great start to the day. Seth and I are going to have some fun. Seth, I got to get some people joining us
for the
Scani Summer Text to Win contest. We were doing that a little bit earlier.
Yep.
Having some fun with that. Got into our National Day of calendar. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into some country music news, but we want to also let our audience know that we're going to be joined by Carolyn Saylor from Bluegrass at the Lake.
That's right. That's coming up this weekend, everyone. 3 days, the 12th through the 14th. Oh, man, so many great local bands there. It's going to be a blast. And we still have some tickets, right, James?
Yeah,
we have
yeah.
some tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm. I think, just between you and I think if what we should do is surprise the audience and give them away right at the end of the interview with Carolyn.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
They'll never see it coming, man.
Never.
We'll never see it coming. Wait a minute, what? There's a little bit of country music news wanted to touch on before we get going here. Lainey Wilson is known for always wearing her signature bell bottoms. So if you had to take a guess, how many pairs do you think she owns? I would say 20 to 30. I would throw that out there. I've not pre-read the article, but I'm saying 20 to 30. She was asked this very question, and here's what she said. Quote, I have completely lost count, but I've worn a new pair on stage each time for the past 15 years.
Whoa. A new pair each time she's done a concert?
Dang.
Oh, my gosh.
According to Concert Archives, which I have to check out this website, Concert
yes.
Archives.
Didn't know it existed.
Lainey has performed in 685 shows since 2013. Respect.
That is a lot. Yeah.
I don't know many artists who, like, you talk about, like, she's old school in so many ways to me. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways is the way she grinded it out to get to this point. Mm-hmm. Like, Bob, our old coworker and stuff at 97.5 FM, he worked in Nashville at the time that Garth Brooks was just getting his break.
Oh.
And he'd talk all the time about how if there was a microphone, Garth was there playing.
That's right.
And he just toured and performed so darn much and everything.
That's how it works, yeah.
It's not surprising when you see these people put the time in and they're able to do mm-hmm. that. That's still beyond impressive to me.
That's a lot.
And if you add that to all the press days and the interviews where she's showing up in her bell bottoms, that's at least 1,000.
Wow.
When Lainey was asked whether she owned 1,000 pairs of bell bottoms, she answered, yeah, probably well over it. I don't know if she actually does, but I mean, it feels like that'd be half her house.
My gosh, she could make a second career of you know, just selling her old used bell bottoms, just one worn once. That's it.
I will admit this too, and this is a safe place. I'm gonna admit this. Okay. I'm not great at folding. So I don't really know what I'm talking about. Like, I've been folding my own clothes since I was 10, 9 years old, whatever it is. And I don't know if I've ever really done it right. So I'm thinking in my head, like, oh, there's no way she could have all those 1,000 pairs. Maybe she knows how to fold clothes.
I'm telling you, I think it's she hangs them up. Yeah, I think she's a hanger person with her pants.
Yeah.
So she's just got, like, closets full of once worn bell bottoms.
That's crazy. I wonder if she donates them or something
like
that.
I hope she does. I hope she does.
I love the idea, and I mean this, you know, really kindly and everything. Just a bunch of people who could really use them walking around in bell bottoms that you'd never expect. Another person that is well known for their signature look is Luke Combs, who always wears the same black Columbia shirt at all of his concerts, but he estimates he only has about 200. Only
200 of the same shirt. Okay, now that's a little weird.
And I think that for it just going off of what I've seen in interviews with him and everything, because this is not a pomp and circumstance kind of guy, I think it has a lot to do with sweating on stage and learning from wearing white and stuff like that. I don't know for sure, but
Luke Combs is not a small guy. He's kind of a big dude, so I can understand that. And the black makes a lot of sense, kind of thing. But the same black shirt, wouldn't that get?
You would
maybe it's a luck thing. I don't know. Superstition. Yeah, you know, maybe. We know performers are superstitious.
Might have to look into that. And that concert archives. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we're talking bell bottoms. I mean, there's going to be some bell bottoms at Bluegrass at the Lake. I feel very confident saying that.
Do some counting, everyone.
Yeah. Let us know how many. Yes. Win yourself some tickets, maybe. Here's Zach Brown Band in Toes on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Got my toes in the water, in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head, I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars or their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther, I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and bye, con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty señoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and bye, con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one, grab my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, in the sand, not a worry in a world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and bye, con Dios, a long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa, when I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios, a long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play.
drive up by the lake and put my in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today. I'm jealous of the blue jeans that you're wearing and the way they're holding you so tight. I'm jealous of the moon that keeps on staring. So lock the door and turn out the night. I want you all to myself. We don't need anyone else. Let our bodies do the talking. Let our shadows paint the wall. I want you here in my arms. We'll hide away in the dark. Slip your hand in my back pocket. Go and let your long hair fall. I want you all to myself, to myself. Jealous of the song that you've been singing and the way it's rolling off your lips. It might be selfish, but I'm thinking I don't need nothing between you leaning for another kiss.
He didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my A. That ain't no kind of I'm a type. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I sure do hope this is a long night. Cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes and falling a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire. With every touch they're burning higher. Two shadows dancing on the wall. Nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low. With nothing on but the radio. Asleep here in the moonlight. Entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together. Two lovers dreaming of forever. And it just keeps on getting tender little kiss. Nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low. With nothing on but the radio.
Speaker to play WIRI.
I can see you over there staring at your drink, watching that I sink all alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in this bar, cause he ain't gonna treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway, cause you look like you hadn't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while, baby. Blue looks good on the sky, looks good on that poison on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that guy. It's so black and white, he's stealing your thunder. Baby, blue ain't your color. Trying to be another just pick you up kind of guy, trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But I don't understand how another man can take your son and turn it ice cold. Well, I've had enough to drink and it's making me think that I just might tell you. If I were a painter, I wouldn't change you. I'd just paint you bright, baby. 'Cause blue looks good on the sky. Looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling.
I don't care what kind of genre, what you like musically, you have. I don't know how you can't like that song. It's just such a darn good song. Yeah. When I first came out, that was when we first started doing this show and working over here a little bit more. You, I, and Melissa in the early days. It's hard to think of like two years.
Yeah,
that was one of the songs that made me feel like I can do this job because I love that song. And I felt, oh, well, if I like that song, maybe that could be a segue into others.
There you go.
Turns out, pretty much like it all.
Yeah,
I had no idea I'd like country music.
You weren't exposed to it. That's all.
One of the other things we really wanted to do when we first started taking things over around here and putting our own fingerprints on the network was making high school sports more available to our audience, mm-hmm. doing more. We've been able to do that. Of course, Randy Paul for many years has been our main guy. We had Don running the board and everything. And a big shout out to both of those guys. We've been able to bring in a new sports director, Michael Comer, and how much he's been working.
Yes.
And you and Laura and Beth have been running the board more and everything. We've just been able to do a lot more, Seth. And one of the things we've been able to do, I don't know. I know in the history of our stations, WIRI, WFHR, we've probably covered soccer at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very confident we've never had this many soccer games. So just as an example of things, and we got one coming right up for you.
You know, I want to pause just for a second on that because Mike, and this was all on Mike. He was, you know, looking at the schedule for this spring and we saw, you know, baseball, softball, you know, the normal things there. And he was like, what about a soccer? Girl soccer's going on right now. And we're like, well, Mike, have you ever done soccer before? No, but I'm willing to try. And that's the thing. He was willing to go out there and really try to do something new. And I have to say, he has done a fantastic job of learning. You know, we've had a handful of soccer games now. Of course, we're thick in the playoffs with Assumption, you know, playing coming up as a segue on Thursday about 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock, the kickoff on that one. And they're playing Aquinas for a chance to go to the sectional championship, which is big stuff. This should be a tremendous game on Thursday.
Yeah, 6:50 will be kicking things off with our pregame. Looking forward to that. The Assumption ladies, when they win, we will have the game for you on Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know, with all hopes that they win and can move on into
to the championship game. Yeah, very exciting.
Very. It's already been a great season with them.
It's been fantastic.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
To the point of what you were saying about Michael and taking on a different sport, it's similar to what you and I and Melissa were doing over here with taking on something we haven't done before. Mm-hmm. I've worked in music before, but I hadn't worked in a country station and I hadn't worked in a music station in 10 years. So that was a little bit different, but I think this is actually, as odd as our job is, it is as different as it is from a lot of things out there. I think almost everybody can relate to that and what we're talking about with Michael or you and I and Melissa mm-hmm. or any of these things. If you've ever, we've all had to go ahead and do a speech before in mm-hmm. front of people.
Right.
And you're not that comfortable with it or anything like that. Now it's a sport and everybody, and like times it by a 30, 40,000 more people that yep. could be listening
right.
and everything. And it's
right.
just, it gives a lot of respect to it.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and get into our break here. When we come back in a little bit, we got Carolyn Saylor from Bluegrass at the Lake joining us. Looking
right.
forward to it. Right now, one of the kings, Mr. George Strait and True on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
In this modern world, when two lovers get together, chances of them ever making it to forever couldn't be better than two in a million hearts. Girl, this ain't just another run-of-the-mill emotion. What I'm feeling is a definition of devotion. My love for you is true. Sun coming up each morning, bright as the light in a baby's smile. Sure as a mountain river wagging, right as the rain falling from the sky. Girl, my love for you is true. This earth can be borrowed, so there's no way to know when I'll live my last tomorrow. But every day I get, I'll share with you. This feeling just keeps getting stronger as the time goes by. It's written on my face, you can see it in my eyes. My love for you is true. Sun coming up each morning, bright as the light in a baby's smile. Sure as a mountain river winding, right as the rain falling from the sky. Girl, my love for you. Yeah.
mostly quality plus printing. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing. Find them on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
This is 105.5 WIRI.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You'll be trying to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking. Boots, the one that heaven. I hope she never breaks.
WIRI. On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. Country favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Light. Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
Joe D. Messina and Bye Bye on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. James here, joined by Seth, and we are joined by one of our favorite people. Caroline Saylor is with us from Bluegrass at the Lake. Carolyn, good to have you with us.
Hello there.
How you been?
I've been a bit busy lately.
I was going to say,
I can't imagine why.
That felt like maybe the most foolish question I ask all week. It's really good to have you with us, Carolyn.
Same here. Thank you.
We're excited about Bluegrass at the Lake kicking off this Thursday. As you are in the you know, final days building up to the event, and I know how hard you guys work on this all year long, what are these final days like? What are you guys kind of doing? Just, you know, fine-tuning things, dotting I's, crossing T's, that kind of thing?
A lot of that. So tomorrow, or today actually, the Lions Club, they're packing up the vans and getting all their equipment ready to roll. We're getting our raffles are being donated to Rapid Rehab at this point, so we can have a central location and we start moving stuff out. We actually get access to the park on Thursday morning at 8, and there will be an army of folks out there taking care of things. Tent gets put up, stage gets put up, beer tents, everything. So we're ready to rock and roll by 6 o'clock that night. So
Bluegrass at the Lake will be kicking off at beautiful Lake Wazeecha. You guys have such a great backdrop, such a great area for that. That's one of the more exciting things about the event, and certainly all these bands. And we are fortunately joined by Southbound yesterday, and on WFHR, Art Stevenson joined us. We've been having some fun talking with some people. When it came to putting this lineup together, how did that go for you guys?
I got a husband who's really pretty magical with the lineup. I've heard that from many people. For whatever reason, he's just got a nice skill and putting groups together. And we like to go to other festivals to find you know, other talent, you know, bring something new in, but yet still bring back favorites. And we try to stay true to the bluegrass genre. There's a lot of festivals that are more music fest, and you can get other, you know,
Other types.
But, you know, we like to try to stay pretty true. You know, there's lots of variety in the bluegrass world. As
Absolutely,
if you come on out, you'll hear the difference in the bands, but they're all great. So
Laura's new show that premiered over the weekend, Red Folk in Blue. I thought I understood bluegrass, and I heard her talk about it. She's been sharing songs with Seth and I and everything. And you're so right about that. It's such a fun wide range of styles and music that you can hear, and you're going to hear a lot of that this throughout this weekend and everything. And before we get too far, I wanted to just touch on, if you don't mind, because I was thinking about this. You and I have been interviewing and talking together for years.
Yes, we have.
But we never around this station. This is the first interview here it is.
Okay.
So I thought, if you don't mind, talking about the beginning of the essence of all of this and the mission behind so much of this and the what you guys do to raise awareness to so many things with this event, because it is, I think, one of our signature summer events. I think it's a fun event. And it also is one of the things this area does so good, a good cause with a good time.
You know, we started this back in 2018. Our daughter had major complex medical issues, and as part of dealing with that, we got involved in music because my husband was told you can't strum a guitar and be unhappy. So he'd been playing, but he really got involved, and genre of bluegrass was picked thanks to other influences in his life. And we started, and we had a little festival that first year. We made some money, nice. Paid our bills and could make a donation. We're like, yahoo!
Excellent. Yeah.
And then decided to carry on. Unfortunately, we lost Britt after that first festival and made ourselves a not-for-profit and, you know, formed our partnership with the Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club and decided to go forward and to, you know, raise funds for groups that were important to Britt. So we've done things for Muscular Dystrophy Association. We donated for several years to Southwick County Humane Society. And then 2 years ago, we decided we wanted to broaden our horizon, try to expand our festival a little bit, get more sponsors from outside of just Wisconsin Rapids area. So we went with Critical Incident Stress Management, which was the whole county. And now that is for first responders dealing with situations after, you know, traumas, which felt similar to our situation, you know, trying to do something good and keep doing something good after that. So that's what we did. And, you know, now, according to, you know, the CISM team, Critical Incident Stress Management, with the help of our festival, they've been able to expand into Portage County, and it's a merged team now.
Wow.
And their goals are to expand into the other counties, and then eventually they are going to be, you know, having a name change that will reflect the greater central Wisconsin area. But for now, it is still Wood County CISM, but it was made clear to us that it is a merged team between Wood and County, you know, Wood and Portage County.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're pretty excited about that.
It's amazing. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then we're also this year for the first time, you know, giving a percentage of funds to Giving Back LLC in honor of Andrew Mueller to help with the epinephrine initiative and educational awareness of anaphylaxis. So, you know, that's another partnership that's being developed. And
wow.
We're pretty excited about
that. Yeah, very exciting. Yes. So.
Appreciate you, Carolyn. Thank you for that. And wonderful to hear about that, by the way, too. Yeah. It's a bit of information I'm not sure everybody knows about some of the things you mentioned there. So that's also really helpful, too, to touch on that. And as we look to, you know, bring people's moods to a good place and get them ready for this and everything, I personally can't think of anything that can do that better than raffles.
I did it.
This area, we love raffles in this area.
The clown, James? Raffles the clown? Is that what it is?
You were telling me in our pregame, Carolyn, we've got some great raffles a part of this and some great raffle giveaway prizes up with us.
We are kind of known for starting to get our raffle numbers, you know, pretty big up there. And that didn't make sense, but yeah.
Oh, we know what you mean.
We know what you meant today.
But we do have a lot of raffles. But we've also, over the last couple of, well, really since the beginning of time, we've had some higher tiered raffles, so a little higher price point, but every year we've had we're known for our booze wagon. So we do have, thanks to all the local bars and places like that that have donated bottles to us and whatever, we have a wagon. The wagon is yours with the booze.
Oh my gosh.
And it's a cool thing. And it's always a big fan favorite. But the last few years we've also had other big items. We have a chainsaw carver who has given us a couple of items. This year he's given us 4.
Wow.
You know, beautiful items. And you can go to our Facebook page, Bluegrass at the Lake, to see pictures of these items. Mm-hmm. We also have a concrete eagle, hand-painted by a local community member that's out there. And then we have another member who created a stainless steel, I believe it is, fire ring with Bluegrass at the Lake and musical notes on
it. That sounds so cool.
It's like a $900 value. Yeah. It is amazing.
Yeah.
And then we also have someone who has donated in memory of her parents a Traeger smoker and grill with Wi-Fi capabilities and a lot of the extra accessories. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! You're going to need something heavy to carry that thing, and the fire ring.
Yeah.
I mean, all of them. I mean,
bring your trailers.
The concrete lawn. Bring your trailer. raffles are open Thursday, Friday. We don't draw them until Saturday night. Saturday morning, with the touch of truck from 10 until 2. The public can come in and buy raffles and buy merchandise, food, beer. You don't have to stay for the music. Of course, we'd love you to stay for the music. We'd want you to come and, you know, pay that ticket to come in. But if you can't or you're not sure, come on over for that moment in time and put some money in these raffles. And we'll draw them on Saturday night. And, you know, we if you're there, great. You can take them home. If not, you can come back Sunday. And holy cow, we got a picnic-sized 17-inch Blackstone griddle. We've got local small business owners. I've got Fallen Pines goat milk soap. I've got Norwex dealers. I've got Lebri. I've got, you know, other hand artisans. There's just beautiful stuff. Come on down and see us.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And all of this also supporting local in so
all
many ways.
All of the raffle
which
money
is just beautiful.
Goes to our donation support. Mm-hmm.
That definitely, and very noteworthy. Thank you for mentioning that. I'm just thinking in my head, too, all these local artists and different people that we're able to support and help and get their work out there. It's all these added things along with this great event.
Right.
And you mentioned the kids section, so this is really truly a family event with things for everybody, every age and stuff to have fun. And you got 3 days of it, so you got plenty of time to get on down there. And I have to say that no matter how many times you have maybe been to Bluegrass at the Lake, there are no reruns with this. This is a wonderful event that you can't get enough of. It all kicks off this Thursday. We're going to talk more as the week goes on, Seth and I, about the bands and play some of the bands and music.
Yep.
But we were talking with Brian and Southbound yesterday, and a shout out to them.
them. They've been playing this area for so long and entertaining this area. They are going to kick things off on Thursday with the Taste of Bluegrass and the Silas Powell Band. And the Silas are going to be busy on Friday. They're going to be playing on Friday. We got great music for you on Saturday as well. Encourage you to find out more. Get your tickets at bluegrassatthelake.com, bluegrassatthelake.com. And as Carolyn was mentioning and everything, you want to get on over to their Facebook page, like that page, subscribe to it, share their posts on your page. You never know who might see things otherwise. And check out all those cool things that she was talking about and everything. And I don't know. I feel like it's in order to do radio right, there's certain things that we have to do.
Right.
We just got done with a great interview. We're talking about Bluegrass at the Lake. It feels like now is the time to give away tickets.
I agree.
Love it.
100%.
Are we? Okay. As long as we're all in agreement. Yeah, I didn't say the dictatorship. I want to make sure we're all... If we're all good with it, then we will do that.
Yes.
Go ahead and give us a call, 715-423-1055. You can call up and join the conversation. Name us one of your favorite things about Bluegrass at the Lake.
There you go.
Just give us one of your favorite things about the event, and that'll get you some tickets to go see the show, see these shows.
And maybe if you've never been to it and you want to come, what's something you'd like to see at the event?
Oh, see how great point. She is she's excellent.
Because we'd love to have people come who've never been there. That's part of our goals. We want to get that hook and bring people in.
God help me if she ever decides to do this for a living. I will not have a job. Carolyn will take my job.
I don't know.
Appreciate you, Carolyn. Thank you so much for joining us the last couple of weeks and really helping talk about this event, and certainly to you, your family, everything you guys have put into this community, into this event. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Again, go to bluegrassatthelake.com, find out more. Everybody call up and get those tickets, 715-423-1055. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Let's play some Southbound Mama's Broken Heart on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numb the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the barflies in the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go man, let's go make up for it. Less dramatic like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Line your lips and keep them closed. Cross your legs and dot your eyes and never let them see you cry. Go and fix your makeup with it.
Got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. Gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line. Sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background. More stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Was the summer before the real world started, and the deal was we would get to go if we cleaned it up and got it running. That is old Winnebago. And winging a prayer down a 65, five best friends on four ball tires. I can still see Billy smiling when we finally made it to Talladega. Boys raised the gold glass. Now here's to turning up or slowing down in cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing and thinking as that checkered flag was waving. Sure we're allowed to stay in Talladega. Like a stone, time rolls on. You can't hit pause, that's when just a do. Most days in life don't stand out, but life's about those days that we all like. Rockin' Randall, getting rowdy, shooting Roman candles at the man in the moon, till the Alabama sun was breaking. Over Talladega, the boys raised the whiskey in your glass. Here's to turn it up, slowing down in cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing and thinking as that checkered flag was waving. Sure like to stay in Talladega.
Important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
105.5 FM WIRI WisCountry is your station for high school sports. Catch Randy and Mike on the call all season long. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A major bridge in western Wisconsin is open again after its second emergency closure in 2 years. With more, here's Jimmy Cuska.
A bridge crossing the Mississippi River to the south of La Crosse is open once again. The Blackhawk Bridge, which takes motorists from Wisconsin to Lansing, Iowa, reopened Monday morning. It was closed on May 17th due to one of its piers moving, but Iowa DOT officials said the bridge is safe to cross. The DOT said that it is planning future closures due to construction of the 94-year-old bridge's replacement, which is set to open in 2027. The current bridge was also closed last year for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs.
Southeastern Wisconsin is now home to the state's first large-scale battery storage facility. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
We Energies says the Paris Solar Battery Park in Kenosha County is now fully operational. The site's new battery system stores enough electricity to power more than 130,000 homes for 4 hours. Solar panels at that site have been working since last December. We Energies is leading the project with partners involved, including Wisconsin Public Service and Madison Gas and Electric.
Meanwhile, Public News Service reports Southwest Wisconsin is also seeing an increase in clean energy. Those in favor say these large-scale, renewable projects are economically beneficial for the community. Around 10% of electricity in Wisconsin comes from renewable sources. These include biofuels, wind, and solar. Roughly 6,500 people work in the industry, which invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Critics argue renewable energy replaces some of the state's agricultural land. Those in favor claim less than 2% of Wisconsin's ag land is needed to reach the state's clean energy goals. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It is going to be partly cloudy and a bit warmer today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.